Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'shmaya, our previous shiur in our series on the Arba Kosis, at the Arba Minim. We have time, Ritz Hashem, to talk about the Arba Minim, about the Arba Kosis, and we've Baruch Hashem already seen Neflos Rabos V'atzumas Mitaras Hashem. Now B'siyata D'shmaya, we will continue. And we saw in the previous shiurs, we ended with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to drink it in b'krach echad, in one shot. And the Gemara says, look, you're allowed to say halil in shul. The halil of the Haggadah is said in shul. Where are the kosos? How you have to say the kos, the fourth kos is on the Haggadah. It's on halil. So here there's no kosos here in shul. So it must be that you don't have to drink them, I'll say their Haggadah. Therefore, you could drink them b'krach echad. You could drink them all together. You don't have to drink them al seder agada. And this, we said, is a clear kasha on the halakha Rashbam. Rashbam says that it has to be al seder agada. Zeh Rashbam itmodedi makoshi agadol hazeh sheunistar dvarav nistarim mitivrei katsham shel Yerushalmi. As lefi dvareinu v'kvar agav kvar riksha kach be Sefer Shirei HaKorban Ala Yerushalmi B'Mesechet Shabbat B'Perek Chet B'Halacha Aleph. Aval lefi dvareinu afshar lomar Al pi ma shekatuv sham b'hemshech B'Divrei Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, are you allowed to drink them? Al l'shtosem mifusokim. Are you allowed to drink them with hefsakes? Azoy zakti Yerushalmi. Azoy fark Yerushalmi. Are you allowed to drink the kosos with hefsakes, mefusakin? When you drink the kos, does it have to be in one shot or with a hefsek? So the Gemara answers, klumam mushi yishtav lo shi yishtaker. Doesn't it say you should drink, but you shouldn't get drunk? And mushayso mefusakin afu eno mishtaker. If he drinks them with a hefsek, he's not going to get drunk. So what does Yerushalmi mean? So we go to the Perush of Pnei Moshe in Yerushalmi, and he explains that from the fact that it says that you have to drink and not get drunk, don't drink so much that you get drunk, we see that you have to drink it all in one shot. Because if you could drink it mifusakim, you're not going to get drunk even if you drink a lot. So Yerushalmi is trying to prove from the fact that you're told to drink and not get drunk, it must be you're drinking it in one shot. And it's saying, don't drink too much. Because if you can drink it mefusakim, then even if you drink a lot, you're not going to get drunk. So it must be you're drinking it in one shot. You're drinking your kos, the kos in one shot. So, l'choyro, eno muvan klal, it's hard to understand this Yerushalmi. V'chi im shari mefusakim, if mefusakim is permitted, the only way to be yotze is if it's mefusak. The issue is, does mefusakim also help? But of course you can drink it without a hefsek. There's no question that you're allowed to drink it in one shot. The only question is, are you also allowed to drink it mefusakim? So therefore it's correct when it says that you shouldn't drink so much that you should get drunk, because that's talking about a scenario where you're drinking it without a hefsek. Where you're drinking without a hefsek, don't drink too much. But it could be that you're also allowed to, you're not going to get drunk if you drink it with hefsekim. And that's also permitted. So how do we know that you're not yotze when you drink it by hefsek? That's our kashim. Reina v'rabbeinu ma'or einenu v'shmo l'zichro tabas kol nefesh Reb Dovid's kashim. We're going in the path of Reb David. Kidarkenu, most of our shiurim in the last few months. So, based on what we explained in the previous shiurim, we'd like to say as follows, that l'choyra, to be Jewish, will answer a question with a question. Sarich biur etzem hanidon, shiyetzi edei chovoso gam b'mefusokim. What's this nidoin, this discussion, that you could be yotze even with a hefsek? Dehainu. Behefsek shel yoser michdei shtias revis. You could be yotze. Even if you wait more than a revius in between the drinkings, or b'chdei achilas pras, you could see in Shulchan Aruch Taryab Yud, Magen Avram Tuf Ayin Beis, Seif Katan Yir Aleph. So that's the issue. Are you making a hefsek of more than k'dei shtias revius or k'dei achilas pras? So why would you think this nidam of being yotze b'mefusakin, why would you think it's different than any other shtia? Other shtias are not b'afsaka. So why would you think that this shtia is b'afsaka? So bal korchenu lomar, like we said, like we've been saying in our shiurim, that here, you need a tseiruf. You need to combine all four kosos to create a shem mishteh. That's what we're attempting to do over here. We're attempting to create the shem mishteh. As harei ne'amar din seruf gam behefsek. There's a din of tseruf even behefsek. Nachon? Ki anachon tzichim letzaref et kol arbat hakosot. We have to combine all four kosos to make one cheftz of mishteh. One cheftz of arba kosos to make a mishteh. As we've been discussing at length, siyata deshmaya, with delicious, very, very delicious, and spiritually nutritious Torah. As bevaday efshar letzeit b'mefusakim, kacha anachon mitzarfim et arbat hakosot. Hare ne'amar din seruf gam behefsek. And therefore the havamina is that you might think that shari hefsek gam be'oiser kos atzmai, that we permit a hefsek even in that very self-same kos. U'pshitus, pshitus ha-Yerushalmi hi mima she'amru al etzem ha-din shel shtiyat arbat ha-kosot she'eino al ha-din she'yishte ve'lo she'yishtaker. And the pshitus of the Yerushalmi is from the fact that it says on the din of the drinking the arba kosos that it's not a din that you should get drunk, but rather that you should drink and not get drunk. In other words, there's no din mishteh that's shayich to shichurus. Rather, it is a chiyuv shtiyah of the arba koisus, klape each cup individually, vis-a-vis each cup individually. So you're not supposed to get drunk from these four kosos. There's an individual mitzvah of each kos. But not this ribui shti of getting drunk from the four kosos. And if mifusakim was effective, if you could stop in the middle of drinking an individual kos, how can that create a drinking of shichus, of drunkenness? A drunkenness is when there's a lot of drinking. And if it's mifusakim, then there's not going to be drunkenness because you're stopping in the middle. So there's no drunkenness, so therefore it's a din in each kos individually. And if it's mifusakin, you're also not going to get drunk. So it emerges, shebezegufa shemru shelo yishtaker, with the very fact that it tells you not to get drunk, ne'amar bezeh, she'enu din echad shel ribu yishtia. When it tells you not to get drunk, what's it telling you? It's telling you that there's not one din of ribu ishtiyah, but rather it's a separate din on each kos, because the special inyan in each kos, each individual kos, has a special aspect to it, special inyan. And memela, we can resolve that this drinking is like all drinking, that you can't do it mefusak. You would have a havamina that you could do it. You can't think you could do it mefusak, like we said before, because then it's not going to be a shti of shichus. It has to be a shtia where we're precluding the notion that it's telling you don't get drunk. So if mefusakim was effective, then what's b'chava havamina that you can get drunk? So when it's telling you not to get drunk, what's it saying? It's saying there's not a din of all arba kosas together. It's a din of each kos individually. And if it's a din of each kos individually, so then mefusakim is no good, because then it's like every other drinking. Then mefusakim is no good. If it was a din of the arba kosas, maybe it's a different din. Maybe mefusakim is good because anyway you're having a hefsek between the arba kosas. So each individual kos you can also be mafsik. But now we proved that it's a din in each individual kos. I know it's a din in each individual kos because it tells you not to get drunk. It's telling you not to get drunk. It means there's no din of ribu. It means there's no din of ribu ishtia. There's no din of ribu ishtia. That means there's an inyan in each individual kos. And if there's an inyan for each individual kos, memela mefusakim isn't good. So the only time you would have a mufusakim is if there's shtia meruba. But here there's no shtia meruba, because it's only one kos. And this one kos can't be mufusak, because if there's an inyan in each individual kos, why would this kos be different than any other kosos? Just like any other kos, you can't have mufusakim. Here also you can't have mufusakim, since we prove that it's an inyan in each kos, that it's not an inyan of ribui shtia. It's not about being mitzarif, according to this Yerushalmi, being mitzarif the arba kosos. Each kos has its own inyan. Therefore it says, don't get drunk, it's not an inyan of ribui shtia. It's not an inyan of ribui shtia, so each kos is an individual inyan. It's a separate inyan. So if each kos is separate inyan, maybe you can't have mufusakim. And also, if that one kos could be drunk with a hefsek, so then there would be no havamina you'd be able to get drunk. So it's telling you this isn't shtia meruba, don't get drunk. And the meila, it's saying that there's an inyan in each individual kos. And it's telling you, however, but there's no mefusakim in that kos, since it's an inyan of each individual kos. So if mefusakim was okay, then that would mean that each individual kosi could be mafsik. So that means it's a tzerfor of the arba kosis and memela tzinyan of ribui shtia. But from the fact that it's not mefusakim, it must be that it's an inyan in each individual kos. If it's an inyan of each individual kos, and it tells you not to be mishtaker in that kos. And it also says in addition to the fact that it's not mefusakim, it's telling you not to be mishtaker. In other words, in the end, we're going to get to the fact that it's not mefusak. But it asks you whether it's mefusakim. And then it says not to be mishtaker. So if it says not to be mishtaker, that means again, it's an individual, it's not ribui shtia. It's not an inyan of ribui shtia. And since it's not an inyan of ribui shtia, so it must be there's an inyan of each individual kos. If it's an individual kos, then obviously you can't have mefusakim, just like any other drinking. The only time of Fusakum would possibly be permitted if there was anything to roll the Arba Kosis, but here there's not anything to roll the Arba Kosis together. It's not a Tzeiruf of the Arba Kosis. Therefore, when you drink one kos, you can't drink it Mefusak. Because you need each individual kos, and it says in that kos, it tells you not to get drunk. So that shows you that it's in each individual kos, not all Arba Kosis. Memela, it's an each kos, so you can't be mafsik. It's like any other drinking. As himself he said that according to the Yerushalmi, there's no din of mishtev der chayrus or pesumei nisa. It's just a chiv of Arba Kosis, and therefore the Yerushalmi holds that it doesn't have to be the ala seder. Because what's the point of ala seder? We said to make it a tzeiruf. But according to the Yerushalmi, that's not necessary. Although b'dasa bavli, we see lehedja 112a. That it's din of pesumei nisa, so to 109b, but the Ravina that it's a din of cheirus, and so to the Gemara 117b, that Arba Kasi the Kinder Rabban and Derech cheirus. So, what's this din of cheirus? That it's this big, big drinking party, so therefore you need the tariff of the Arba Shtias. That has to be Al Seder Agada. In other words, according to the Yerushalmi, Enochinam, Yerushalmi's arguing with the Bavli. According to the Yerushalmi, it doesn't have to be Al Seder Agada, because it's not meaning Derech cheirus, it's not a drinking party, it's not Derech Mishteh, you're not mitzayer for all the Arba Kotzes. And therefore, since you're not mitzayer for all the Arba Kotzes, each one has to be drunk in one shot. But according to Unser Bavli, it's Derech Cheirus. And if it's Derech Cheirus, because you're having this drinking party, this Pesumei Nisa party. So, and that's expressed by the all Arba Kotzes. This Derech Cheirus is that you're drinking, there has to be a tzeruf, like we discussed at length in the previous shiurim. That there's a tzeruf of these Arba Kotzes. All these Arba Kotzes combined as one, and that shows your cheirus, your malchus. So therefore, it's not a kashya in the Rashbam and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the Shittosa, but the Bavli argues. The Rashbam is explaining the Bavli. Chenira, shalatama mevuar by Yerushalmi, shalba kosot hem neged arba lashonot shal geula, rivadai shabachol kos yishno enyam bifnei atzmo neged inyan geula mesuyam, shenar arba lashon geula miyuchad shakos, hu negda. וממילא שמובד העניין שישנו כנר בפרסום מניס ובדרך ארץ בחפש האחד של ארבע קושטיאס, ישנו גם כן דין שטיה מיוחד על כל קויס וקויס, ותרוויו איסנהו בחיר בארבע קויסס. So it's true what we said, that the ארבע קויסס are against כנגד ארבע לשונות of גאולה, and each קויס is עניין בפני עצמו כנגד הגאולה, each קויס כנגד that specific גאולה, So besides the inyan of Pursumei Nisa and Derech Cheirus that we spoke about in the Chefetz of one Chefetz of Arba Kosis is also a special din shti on every kos. And we really have both in the Arba Kosis. And according to this, we can understand the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis that we mentioned in an earlier shir, that the Arba Kosis, the rabbis were attacking Derech Cheirus, and each one is a mitzvah ba'am fei nafshei. So we asked earlier, why does Ravina say each one is Derech Cheirus? Just say each one's a mitzvah ban pei nafshei, and there's no problem with Zugos. So based on what we said now, it's very good. Because it emerges according to what we said, that mitzad echad, omenam yeshno tseiruf. There is a tseiruf of the Arba Kosis to make it a shame mishta. That's what gives it the shame mishta, all these Arba Kosis together. Mitzad sheni adarav. There's a hafrada in each kos. Each kos bifnei atzmo. And only through that, it's considered Arba Kosis. There has to be this special in each kos bifnei atzmo. So the hafra at seiruf is b'shem mishteh. In order to create a shem mishteh, you have to mitzarif for all arba kosis. The hafrada, you separate them. When do you separate them? In the shem kos. That each kos b'fnei atzmo has its own inyan. Can I get each lashon of geula? So we have a seiruf and we have hafrada. And that's what Ravina says, that even though there's a seiruf, because the takana is derech cheirus, there's also a hafrada, each one's a mitzvah bat bein afshei. And since there's a hafrada, each one's a mitzvah bat bein afshei, so there's no zugos problem, because each one's considered an individual unit, and acting at the other ones, and therefore the rabbis were attacking these four, there's no problem of pairs. But v'orim me'irim me'oit, Merev Rabbeisai, we are not b'chatzia derech, I don't even think we're b'revai derech, we got a long way to go, and this has been totally, totally awesome. Baruch Hashem. Hodul Hashem. Ki tov ki lom chasdei. So, you know, we have so much more incredible Torah to share. I hope you'll stick with me. And hadvarim ayu meirim kesapirim. ככוכבים מזהירים, זקים ובהירים ברוך השם. אז אני שערו עמנו ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם עד הנה. בעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך שלום שלום. אהובה ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.